My name is Zach Maruska. I'm a grad student in civil engineering at North Dakota State University, and my topic today is bioremediation of BTEX compounds. I'm going to start out with introduction, present my project objectives with alternatives. I will state my preliminary design, and I'll end with conclusions. All right, first of all, what is BTEX? BTEX stands for benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, and xylene. These compounds, they're used to make plastics or synthetic rubbers. They're used in paints. They're also used in gasoline. So why is BTEX a concern? Well, BTEX compounds are very volatile, and they're relatively water-soluble. So if you have a leak in an underground storage tank, that can get down into your groundwater, eventually into drinking well where you uptake that. And BTEX compounds, benzene is actually considered carcinogen. They also can cause kidney disease, liver disease, things like that. The objectives are to evaluate BTEX remediation alternatives. I'll look at in situ versus ex situ. Then I'll design the selected alternative considering oxygen or other nutrients required for degradation. All right, the treatment alternatives. Ex situ is one thing that you can do. It's pump and treat process. Basically, you pump the water out of the ground either to an off-site treatment process or on-site treatment process. With ex situ, you have more control, but it's a lot more costly because you have to pump the water out. In situ, you have injection points where you, if it's aerobic, you inject air down into the soil. If it's anaerobic, you have to inject nutrients or microbes if there aren't microbes there that can already degrade it. Like I said, aeration conditions, you can have aerobic conditions. This requires, it's higher cost because you have to have piping there in order to get oxygen down into the ground. It is a shorter treatment time, however, so that's one advantage of it. Anaerobic, on the other hand, it's a lower initial cost. It's typically lower operation and maintenance costs, but it's a longer treatment time. The design alternative, I decided to go with in situ remediation because it's less costly. Also, I just was more interested in that too. There's a lot of pump and treat processes. You can just pump the water out, and it's a lot easier to treat that way. But it's less costly to go in situ. I also decided to go with aerobic treatment. Even though it's more costly typically, I thought the shorter treatment time would be pretty important. And also, I found out about an oxygen release compound by Regenesis that you don't need piping in order to get oxygen down into the soil. I thought that was a good alternative. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the oxygen release compound. It's magnesium peroxide. You inject it down into the soil. When the ORC is hydrated, it releases oxygen, molecular oxygen, and it's a slow release, and it'll release oxygen for up to 1 year. And it also has a controlled release technology, which that allows for that continuous release for up to a year. And it also avoids foaming, which in other processes, that's where you'd lose a lot of that oxygen, is when the water foams up, you'd lose the oxygen up into the air rather than getting down into the soil. All right, the advantages of ORC. You can have aerobic conditions without O&M costs. It provides a controlled release of oxygen. It's a long-term source of oxygen for the microbes in the soil. And it's a clean, non-disruptive application. Like I said, you don't have to have piping above ground. And there's also no harmful byproducts. It does produce it's milk of magnesia, which that's not a harmful byproduct. So, ORC considerations. There are two types of ORCs that I found on Regenesis website. There's just regular ORC, and then there's advanced. They both provide oxygen, The regular ORC releases 10% of its weight as oxygen when it's hydrated. The ORC Advanced, however, releases about 17% of its weight as oxygen. However, the ORC Advanced is an oxidizing compound, and there's a lot more hazards associated with ORC Advanced. So I decided to go with just a regular ORC. My design parameters, I decided to have consider a site that was 30 feet by 60 feet and 10 foot depth, or the plume is that. The porosity of the soil is 0.35. Concentrations of BTEX compounds are seen there. And so total concentration of BTEX compounds is about 20 milligrams per liter. And I also assumed that the source had been stopped. The underground storage tank had been identified and removed, so it's just the plume that needs to be treated now. In order to look at the BTEX degradation, I looked at the stoichiometry of biological degradation for anaerobic conditions. I went through each compound, benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, and xylene. And it turns out the oxygen requirements are very, very similar for all of them. They're all right around 3.1 grams of oxygen per gram of BTEX compound removed. So I just went with that for a standard for all of them. Like I said, the concentration of BTEX that I'm looking at is 20 milligrams per liter. This means that 62.5 milligrams of oxygen will be required per liter of the plume. The ORC releases 10% of its weight, like I said, and so this means 625 milligrams of ORC will be required per liter. I also decided to have a factor of safety in there of 2. Which brings that up to about 1.2 grams of ORC per liter. Just quick drew out a kind of preliminary drawing of a plume there. The blue line in there is the plume. The black circles are where the injection points would be. Then the blue circles are just monitoring wells. Just to make sure the BTEX compounds don't move. I assumed that the plume was moving this direction, so that's why I put the monitoring wells on that side, and then also some in the middle, just to make sure that there is some treatment occurring. On that drawing, the injection points were 5 foot radius, so that required 37 injection points. This calculated out to be about 7,800 liters of water per injection point. This means that there'd be about 9.6 kilograms of ORC required per injection point, which ends up being about 800 pounds of ORC total required. And on the website, Regenesis said that the ORC costs about $10 per pound, so this turns out to be about $8,000 for ORC, which is really reasonable. Obviously, there's going to be some engineering costs and cost of installation, but operation and maintenance costs, there won't be any because there's no piping, no electricity that you need to run to provide air to the soil. In conclusion, I decided to go with in situ because it's more cost effective. Looked at aerobic degradation because it'll allow faster remediation. I looked at an oxygen release compound because it eliminates the need for above-ground piping. And finally, in the end, I determined that ORC is a cost-effective alternative for aerobic biodegradation of BTEX compounds. These are just a few of the references that I used throughout the process. Thank you. Are there any questions?